On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU baseball team opened up their season last weekend down at the Metrodome. Freshman Joey Hanowski with us out of Little Falls. I know you're a good player and we're expecting to play a lot and contribute to this team. Were you expecting to do that much in the first weekend?
Oh, not really. It was just kind of a fun weekend. It was an opening, obviously our season opener, and just kind of get a feel for things. Obviously, the first day didn't go the way we wanted, but we bounced back and got a win right our last game of the weekend, so hopefully we carry that momentum.
Have you ever played a baseball game in February before?
No, I haven't. It's weird. You know, you're hopping on the bus and there's 2 feet of snow outside and you get off the bus and there's still snow and it's kind of a funny little thing. Obviously, coming out of high school, you play in April, not in February. So it was interesting, but I like it. Definitely like playing then rather than practicing.
You come from a hockey and baseball family. You've got some older brothers that have made their mark down at St. Cloud State. Why'd you choose baseball and why'd you choose BSU?
Well, baseball has always been a huge part of our family. Obviously, we were a big hockey family, but my dad was the head baseball coach in Little Falls, and just felt right up here. I know two really good family friends up here, Riley Hirsch and Logan, were a big aspect for me coming here. Good coaching staff, and I really like the guys, so I'm pretty happy with my decision so far.
You can play virtually anywhere. If you had your choice, where would you want to play?
Probably outfield. I think I'm more comfortable there. I like playing there. The second day I played both games there in left field and felt pretty comfortable. Lost one ball up in the dome, but, you know, that happens, I guess. But, you know, I can play anywhere, obviously, anywhere to help this team and try to get in the lineup and contribute is what I can do. I can play second. Probably could play third if they asked me to. Not much of a pitcher, so I don't think they could ask me to do that. But, you know, anywhere they need me to do, I'm going to try to work hard and do something for the team.
At the plate, how much more difficult is it to hit collegiate pitching than what you've seen in the past?
It's a lot different. You know, my first ever college bat, struck out swinging, but I mean, I saw five straight breaking balls, which you usually don't see in college or in high school. But no, tip your cap to the northern guy. He pitched really well against us. The first inning, he was kind of leaving stuff over the plate, and you saw, you know, Zach Braun and Trevor Purvis, two of the probably best hitters in the conference, tee off. And after that, he made some adjustments and he pitched really well against us. But it's a lot different than high school. Definitely not seeing that 74 mile an hour fastball come right down the middle. You got to kind of battle a little more, and you know, you're probably gonna get one pitch to hit. That's kind of what my brother Bo, who played South Dakota State, told me. You're gonna get one pitch to hit and don't miss it.
From what you've seen of your pitching staff, what do you like about them?
We're really seasoned veterans pitching. You know, obviously you feel bad for a guy like Jared Marks on Saturday morning. He pitched outstanding. We lost 2-1. We should have gotten the win. You can't win many games in the SIC just scoring one run. But, you know, they've been here. They've seen it all before. You know, Phil, Ryan, Logan. I mean, we got a lot of guys that have pitched a lot of innings in this conference. So it's really good. And you feel confident going out that they're going to get the job done for you.
Good luck this week and next week, and enjoy your trip south.
All right, thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU baseball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.